This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, your weekly time machine into days of futures past. At the Radio Thrift Shop, the shelves are full of 78 RPMs, 45s, 8-tracks, cassettes, obscure recordings, and gems from the past century of recorded sound. If it was released between 1900 and next week, you'll probably hear it on the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, today on the Thrift Shop, I'm going to play an extended piece. In fact, I'm going to play an entire album. Yatha Sidra. Yatha Sidra's only record, A Meditation Mass, is a mystical experience stretched over four parts that segue almost seamlessly into one another. Though the record was released in 1974, it has a late 1960s dreamy, hypnotic vibe. The piece ebbs and flows, and instruments are pulled into the strange cosmic drift of sounds, washes of cymbals, vaguely ethnic percussions, flute, and even some group chanting while the guitar weaves steadily to keep it all together as it slowly builds. So today on the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to hear Yatha Sidra and A Meditation Mass in its entirety.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
from 1974, Yatha Sidra and A Meditation Mass here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Tom Rowe reporting radio news about radio waves. Federal Communications Commission just released its radio census for the quarter ending March 31st, with 87 more low-power FM stations than 3 months before and 63 more FM translators and boosters. There were 3 fewer AM stations, but 7 more commercial FM stations and 6 more non-commercial full-power stations, Radio Survivor reports. And as there's more outlets and other audio possibilities with expanding digital delivery systems that can all seem bewildering to institutions from the transistor radio age.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing off.
Ron Nixon in the New York Times reports that David Enzor, the director of Voice of America, announced last week that he's stepping down. Congress has been consistently cutting the budget for exporting audio propaganda, but Enzor still built a worldwide audience of 172 million people a week, up 49 million during his tenure, according to the Times. And he's not the only one leaving. Last month, Andrew Lack resigned as chief executive of the Broadcasting Board of Governors to return to NBC Universal after just 42 days in the post. Then Paul Rimsmondale in Radio Survivor reports that the Pacifica Foundation has found a new executive director, John Prophet, who was general manager of Houston public radio station KUHF until the end of 2011. He co-hosts Thresholds and Open Journal, now at Pacifica's KPFT, also in Houston. Last year, Pacifica's national board fired former executive director Summer Reese, who then occupied the foundation's national offices for nearly 2 months. Eventually, a judge issued a restraining order to end the stalemate. Now Pacifica and the Voice of America, two institutions with roots in the Cold War era, need to transition into an era where the audio devices are the same size as transistor radios, but do so much more. 538.com reports that 22 million Americans are smartphone dependent, about 7% of the total population, that has only access to the internet on their handheld device. African Americans, Hispanics, 18 to 29-year-olds, and people from households earning less than $30,000 per year are all twice as likely as an average smartphone user to be smartphone dependent, according to the story. Perhaps this is an audience that public radio could serve in the 21st century. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
Thank you, Tom. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, or online at classicalwscs.org, and out in Pine Mountain Club, California. Hello, Peter, on Pine Cone Radio. Man, that's a long way to shout, but hey. So every so often I do a segment called the Betamax Bin, in which I play a soundtrack to an obscure film or a television series. And today I'm going to play some music from the old Leonard Nimoy documentary series In Search Of from the 1970s. And we lost Leonard Nimoy recently, and I haven't dug out my Leonard Nimoy records yet to play, but I am going to play this. This is some music from In Search Of by the In Search Of Orchestra.
Thank you.
Some cool stuff on the Betamax Bin segment here on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was the In Search of Orchestra from the television series back in the 1970s. We heard Time Traveler, Nazca Lines, and Afterthought. This is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with another Radio Thrift Shop. So until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.